it. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, I wanted to talk about the raid at Mar-a-Lago and the fact that there are Republicans who are up in arms and demanding that the president of the United States, had something to do, or not demanding, but accusing current President Joe Biden of ordering the raid on Mar-a-Lago. MAGA extremists are calling for violence after the FBI raids, and Trump supporters are excited about the idea of a civil war, and they're talking about taking on the federal government. The far right, which is not so far right when you look at what's happening in the conservative movement today, upset with what took place, and the fact that how dare the Federal Bureau of Investigation, a federal agency, went into the Trump conclave and certainly sought after papers that did not belong to Donald Trump but belonged to the United States government. And you know what is so outlandish is that these people who call themselves Americans are now demanding that the FBI be defunded. Wait a minute. When some Democrats mention some members of Black Lives Matter after the many different situations where innocent black people were murdered by police officers, and there was a hue and cry to defund police based on the fact that time and time again, innocent people had been murdered by law enforcement. And so there were some who said we should defund the police, not to completely defund the police. They were ostracized. Even to this day, you still hear people on the right say, well, that Mandela Barnes, Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, and candidate for the United States Senate on the Democratic side of things in Wisconsin, he said defund the police. What's different between saying defund the police and defund the FBI? Somebody explain to me how it's okay for people on the right to say defund the FBI, but you can't say on the left defund the police. What is the difference? They're both law enforcement. They're a branch of law enforcement. But you also have these lunatics on the right who are heavily armed, who are talking about it's time to act because of what the FBI did, which was ordered to do his job. Let's go to the phone lines, man. Mr. Faustini. Hey, good morning to you, sir. How are you? Thank you very much for the call. You say what? Sir, are you there? Okay, let's go to Donald.
My name is Don?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay, right. I wanted to respond to this knucklehead that called in earlier. I believe his name was Chad.
Yes.
And you had the audacity to offend him by calling Trump a criminal. Well, let me remind you back in history. I remember he said that, well, Donald Trump was never convicted of a crime, right? So, okay, remember Al Capone? Well, he was never convicted. I mean, everybody know he murdered people. That look, not everyone. Look, if me and you did what Donald Trump did.
We'd have been in jail long ago.
First of all, who can afford $500 for a lawyer? An hour, $500 an hour. So, I mean, the guy was, so anyhow, I just wanted to bring that to your attention. And I like your response to him because, he sounded like he wanted to take over your show.
Donald, unlike conservative talk radio, where a guy who's on the opposing end of things doesn't get 10 seconds to respond. We had a conversation for several minutes, and
that's right. Oh yeah, you guys are fair, and I've heard you. You give viewpoints, but some of these viewpoints are so out of like you were just talking. They're so asinine. They're so they're not. Yet they want to accuse like a Mandela. You'll be probably hearing the Barnes about. Well, he didn't pay a parking ticket.
What else are they going to reach for? Hey Don, thank you very much for the call. Really appreciate it.
You betcha, no problem.
And thank you for listening. Bye-bye. Let's go to my friend Tom from LA. Hey Tom, how you doing, man? Hey Tom.
Me?
Yeah. What's going on, man?
Good morning. And
good
second,
morning.
We the people are the government ultimately. And the Republicans are the pro-murder and the pro-death party.
So, Tom, you're the right guy. Tell me what the difference is. Defund the FBI, Marjorie Taylor Greene, and others who are running around now saying defund the FBI. Well, what's different?
Yeah, first off, let's get the facts straight. It was one person, I think, in the whole movement that said that out of anger.
That's correct.
When all of that happened, it was not any politician. It was not anybody that said that. If any politician said anything, they said reform the police, which is very, very true. You don't want to have someone going guns blazing to a domestic issue or what have you. So it's reform the police. But to answer your question, I think for some reason they think they have a leg up because they can say the police are closer to them on an everyday basis that we see, whereas the FBI is big government and it's far away, it's in Washington, it's, wherever. So they have no problem saying that, just like they have no problem saying government is the problem. I have a problem with that because we the people are the government. So when you say government is bad, you're really saying that we all are a bunch of idiots. Which I guess you could say that we are and aren't. But that's what I think the difference is, because they know policemen that they see every single day at a more local level. So therefore, it's so much more messaging-wise, it's so much more vitriolic, I guess you could say.
You, you know, Tom, earlier in the show, I had a conversation with a conservative guy who took offense to me calling Donald Trump a criminal. Tom, what the poor guy selling a nickel bag of weed is accosted and labeled a criminal. But Donald Trump, his entire life, has been engaged in criminal activities, whether or not.
Well, and not only that, Earl, he also said to you he hasn't been convicted of anything, blah, blah, blah. Okay, Chad, Hillary Clinton was never convicted of anything.
Lock her up.
Donald Trump said lock her up. She was a criminal. All those different things. So what? Hillary gets he calls everyone every name in the book, Donald Trump does. So you know what? I'm fine with strawberry shortcake or radical Rebecca and things like that, because they're true. And you know what? He is a criminal. There is no way that any of us, and that's where we really have to get
some justice. Hey, Tom, you want to hang on a second?
Sure.
All right, got to run to a break. Phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. You, too, can join the conversation. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
Give you all, lady, in my life, sweet, let me hear your name, all over. all over. Stay back with me.